Now me and my buddy Swabby Joe, we took off in a can from Sasebo. The chow was poured and the fuel was low, but that darn tin can could really go. Now along the pot in the middle of the night, we were streaming along as a tin can might, when a cruiser behind us blinked his light, blew his whistle and pulled to the right. On this old tin can, which probably makes you think that we're in a jam. But to you swabbies that don't dig this jive, that's six boilers and an overdrive. Now we're tin can men and likely knew we'd race all night until something blew. The stern was down from churn of screw, and through the waves we flew and flew. Now the exec was pale and he says, I'm sick. But the tin can man, he was just a hick, so why should we worry for what the heck? That cruiser and us stayed neck and neck. Over the ocean we did glide, flying with throttles open and wide. Our skipper screamed and the crew they cried, but that cruiser and us stayed side by side. Fantail for something was a-coming, and we thought it was a jet to hear it a-humming. It was moving along at a heck of a pace, and we knew right then it was the end of the race. As it streaked past us, we looked the other way. The cruiser crew had nothing to say, for that going by was a reserve JG pushing a hopped-up LST.